In the second part of a two-part series on the Turkish investigation of imported U.S. cotton, Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us to further explain how the investigation affects U.S. cotton and its industry members.
Now, within an anti-dumping investigation, those investigations are actually focused on the exporting companies from the country in question. Early on, several U.S. merchandising firms, both cooperatives as well as private merchandising firms, received very extensive questionnaires from the Turkish Ministry of Economy requesting extensive data on the sales that are made not only to Turkey, but also sales to U.S. mills and sales to third countries.
Those questionnaires have been completed by the U.S. firms.
Those questionnaires have been completed by the U.S. firms, and in early December, they were submitted to the Turkish officials. So we assume now that Turkey is working through those responses and will be analyzing those data. We're confident that when they look at that information, it'll show that U.S. cotton has not been dumped into the Turkish market. U.S. companies are not offering cotton to a mill in Turkey at a price that's less than what they would offer it to a mill in either this country or another country. So I think certainly the data will bear out that there should be no anti-dumping margin.
Even if there are no findings of dumping,
just the specter of the investigation creates a lot of uncertainty in the trade that occurs between U.S. cotton industry and Turkish textile mills, because with the uncertainty hanging over any potential trades and the possibility that there could be a provisional or temporary duty placed on the trade as early as the early part of 2015, then Turkish mills are taking a very cautious approach to entering into any contracts or making any commitments for U.S. cotton. So we're already seeing the effects on trade. That's a concern, because if they have to look elsewhere to source their cotton needs, and it makes it even more difficult to down the road to bring that business back to the U.S.